SBS Filipino.
Dalawang magkapatid na migrante mula Jordan ay tumutulong sa mga nagnanais na maging mga negosyante na makagawa ng sarili nilang kumikitang negosyo. Ang kanilang trabaho ay nakatuon sa paggabay sa mga unang henerasyong migrante at refugee sa kanilang sariling pagsisimula sa pagnenegosyo. Sa ulat na ito, isa sa kanilang mga kliyente ay bumuo ng isang negosyo na nagdadala sa sining sa minsay tahimik na mga lugar. Sa ulat ni Greg Diet na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino.
And we hope that by showing this piece alongside another, we'll be able to tell some of her stories.
Yeah, sounds great. I think it'd look great in the foyer too, Scott, where we, you know, people first come into our office, it's vibrant, it's sort of quite striking when you first see it, so it would be a nice welcome when you come into our space.
Tinutulungan ni Scott Ko ang isa sa kanyang mga kliyente na madala ang sining mula sa isang Australianong alagad ng sining. Layunin niyang kumbinsihin ang mundo ng negosyo sa Australia na ang pagkakaroon ng piraso ng sining sa isang opisina ay hindi lamang tungkol sa pagdedekorasyon ng isang lugar trabaho. Sinabi ni Scott Ko, pinapalalim ng sining ang mga ugnayan sa pagitan ng mga kawani at maging palakasin ang pagiging produktibo.
You can have a corporate environment which is very modern, contemporary, but can be also be quite staid. But there's always something that's a little bit missing, whereas bring art in, that can connect people together. Whether they like the artwork or they don't like the artwork, that engagement can bring people together, and thus that's how you add that something extra to a work environment that can, you know, even increase productivity.
Pinapaupahan ni Scott ang piraso ng sining sa mga lugar at patrabaho sa loob ng 3 buwan sa isang pagkakataon sa pamamagitan ng kanyang negosyo na Color Space. Ang punong ehekutibo ng Cube Group, Ben Schramm, ay mahigit 12 buwan ng kliyente. Sinabi niya, higit pa ito sa pagpapaliwanag sa opisina.
It's a bit of a window into your organization, your brand, your identity, and what you stand for. So our organization is all about public value, and we've really worked in collaboration with Color Space to try and bring through some social meaning to the artwork that we've placed in our space. So in addition to enlivening the space that we work in, it's also got a deeper meaning to our people and the culture that we've got in our organization.
Itinatampok ni Scott Ko ang gawa ng mga lokal na Australianong alagad ng sining at maaari itong mahalagang exposure para sa mga taong tulad ni Jane Downing na nakakaalam kung gaano kahirap na mapansin.
Getting exposure, getting experience, hanging your work in corporate spaces, going through that process. So with Color Space helping you do that, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to get your work out and therefore receiving feedback whether people like it or not.
Ang drive o pagiging mapilit at ambisyon ni Scott Ko ay naghatid sa kanya na manalo ng isang premyo para sa startup mula sa isang organisasyon na itinatag na 2 magkapatid mula Jordan na nagtatag ng isang kumpanya na nakapokus sa pagtulong sa mga migrante at refugee na gumawa ng sarili nilang kumikitang negosyo. Sinabi ng co-founder ng Hatch Quarter, Amon Hamduna, nais niya at ng kanyang kapatid na si Mo na bumuo ng isang food delivery business noong taong 2008. Ngunit ng panahong iyon, sinabihan sila na ang ideyang iyon ay hindi kailanman gagana.
They told us that this is won't be legal here in Australia to deliver fast food to the house because of the regulation around the health and safety and the heat and the temperature that needed to be consumed at, and therefore we just abandoned the idea because we lacked the information and the right knowledge.
Hindi nais na mahadlangan ng iba tulad nila sa pagtupad sa kanilang ideya, ang magkapatid ay mumuo ng isang grupo partikular para sa mga nagnanais na maging mga negosyante na kanilang tinawag na International Entrepreneurs in Australia.
We started this community for the fact that we did lack the knowledge and information when we had an idea we wanted to implement, and therefore we wanted to create a community and a company that can facilitate the knowledge and information to entrepreneurs, migrants and refugees who are ready or wanting to learn more about how to start their startup idea.
At sa grupong ito, nakilala ni Imon at ng kanyang kapatid na si Mo, si Scott Ko, na nagpahanga sa kanila sa kanyang mga ideya.
They looked at our business in terms of its structure and its organisation had set up. They looked at our branding and marketing, and they looked at our sort of technological systems that support it, that support the whole thing, and basically said, how can we take this to the next level for it to be more formalised so that we can scale and be able to say, how can we grow this business beyond a simple idea to one that hopefully we can take around the world.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.